Hey, it's Neil here. I've just published a special episode with Paul Villanova, who just played here in Saigon for one night only. He was down visiting from Hanoi. He's Australian. He sold out shows in Hanoi, performed all over Vietnam, also in Da La and Saigon, and he was also lucky enough to be part of Comedy Oi, Vietnam's first comedy festival. Paul tells stories of his own failures, which he says there are many. What's it like to change your life completely in your 30s, and what mild success in Vietnam is like. It was a sold out show at Eddie's Diner. I was lucky enough to host it, watch it. It was absolutely hilarious. And thankfully, we are able to share it with you in this special episode. So this is a pod swap from Did That Really Happen? Of Paul Villanova live at Eddie's in Saigon. Enjoy.
Guys, we are up to that point. Are you ready for Paul Villanova? He, as I said, he's come all the way from Hanoi, then went to Cambodia, then came back. He made it here on time. Make some noise for the one, the only, Paul Villanova! More noise than that, keep it going!
Thank you, Neil. Oh, how's it going? How you guys doing tonight? It's been awesome. Had a great weekend. Fucking very excited to be here performing with Neil. I've met Neil through Zoom. And I've known him for like 2 years, but I've never really met in person until tonight. Yeah, it's just as disappointing as I expected. He did message me earlier, and he said that someone sent a message saying that there's gonna be two Australians on the bill tonight. And so that we're going to play a drinking game for every time someone said crikey or cunt. Is that you, buddy? Yeah. All right. Well, I just to warm up, guys, just everyone ready? So when I say crikey, I need you guys to say cunt. All right. Are you guys ready?
Yay.
Crikey.
Cunt.
Crikey.
Cunt.
Crikey, crikey, crikey.
Cunt, cunt, cunt.
Beautiful.
Drink.
Yeah, you gotta drink your drink now. People read shit online. It affects people, apparently. Especially on Zoom calls. As you can probably tell by hearing me talk, I'm from Hanoi. Actually, I want to confess, I stole that joke off Wayne, who did a show with me in Hanoi, right? But, like I said, I'm from the north, and we take things from the south. Oh. I did that joke in Da Lat, mad laughs. In Hanoi, nothing. Saigon, I thought you guys, I don't know. It's very weird. Very excited to be here. Just got back from Cambodia. First time being international in 2 years, since like Tet 2020. And I feel like Cambodia is just a shittier version of Vietnam. Like people are a little bit shorter. The writing I can't read even more. And I still feel like I got ripped off every time I had interaction with someone. So I've been in Vietnam for 3 years. How long have you been in Vietnam, sir?
Two
and a half years. Okay. In Hanoi? Oh, sorry, in... In Saigon?
Yeah.
You like it? It's good?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. What about you, mate? How long have you been here?
18
years? Yep. Your whole life's been here?
Yep.
Cool. So you got nothing to really compare it to? This is just your life? That's cool. Have you learned anything during your time here in Vietnam? What was something that you can think you've learned here since you moved here?
People put their feet up on your hands on the airplane, they were just used as a foot rest.
Really?
Never happened to you?
No.
It happens to me all the time.
Yeah. I was flying down here. Someone kept kicking me in the back of the seat. and it was like right there in my back. And I was like, all right, I'm just gonna ignore this. I'm gonna ignore this, ignore this. And then it was getting more and more. And I turn around, I'm like, oh, Zoyo. And it was like a 4-year-old girl. And I'm like, M, oi, come, come. And of course she didn't stop, she just kept kicking me the rest of the flight. It was good, it was good. I like to think I've learned some things since moving to Vietnam. First thing I like to think is always wipe your chopsticks with the napkins.
Yeah.
Yes? Yes. All right. That normally, the Vietnamese in the crowd normally like, yeah, you do. I was gonna get laughs, which is, I don't know why I still would say that, but it's a balancing thing. The other thing I've learned is never ever fuck with the black police. The black police. So the police in black, just to be clear. Police in black. Like they're like fucking Vietnamese SWAT, and I've seen them like, someone runs a light and they get the baton and just hit someone across the face and yank them off the bikes. Yeah, like the Vietnamese police force is about as diverse as the people on the Vietnamese currency. Yeah. The other thing that I've really learned is how to embrace the heat like a real Vietnamese man. Do you know how to do that? I don't know. You're a woman, obviously. How would I beat like combat how hot it is like a real Vietnamese man? Do you know? You don't know? Okay. What about you? Can you know? Drinky. How do I combat the heat like a real Vietnamese man?
I don't know. I mean,
you don't know? All right. I'm gonna show you. You guys ready?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, Kia has seen this before. Right? That's the Vietnamese man way. I was surprised how much heat comes out of your belly. It's really crazy. But I feel a lot cooler right now. I might just do the rest of the show like this. It's good. I remember a time, yeah, like I said, just been abroad, and I think the last time that I was abroad overseas, it was a long time ago. I remember being on an island. I think I was in Cambodia, and I met a girl, having some fun, and I'm like, oh, do you want to drive to the other side of the island? It's like late at night, and she's like, yeah, sure. And there's a bar in the salon, so she gets in the back of my bike, and we start driving, and it stops being from like a well-lit area to just being darker and darker, and she's like, can you just pinky promise that you won't rape me? I don't know what other to say to that than yes. I wish that pinky promises were fucking sacred, like that fucking level. As she would tell me later, she's like, that shit's sacred, man. No one would fucking cross this, right? So we keep going, and I'm feeling like bad and anxious about it, and I want the woman to feel safe, right, and secure. And I'm much bigger than her. So I'm like, what would make someone feel safer and secure? I'm like, oh, if she had a weapon. That'll help, you know, like, I said to her, and I'm like, if you like, I have a knife under my seat, and you can hold that if you like. And she's like, you have a knife? And I'm like, yes, I do have a knife. And she's like, okay, can we turn the bike around and go back to where we were? And I'm like, that is the correct answer. So we go back, and she gets off, and I don't see her again until like a week later, and then we end up dating for 3 months. Very weird. The other thing in hindsight, that's very fucking stupid for me to say. In hindsight, I also realized that I had some rope in under the seat as well. So it's great. So I've got a Pinoy here, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Sea Games, man. Anyone know about the Sea Games, right?
Yeah.
Southeast Asian Games. Yeah. So they were just in Hanoi.
Yeah.
Sea Games in Hanoi. It's very inland. Okay. That's a fucking dad joke. Yeah. I went and watched some of the games. It was pretty fun. I watched you guys, the Pinoys, lose to Indonesia, and they won. First time ever in the basketball, mate. Tragic. Sorry, sidetracked. So I'm there, and I find out that one of my friends, he's dating a girl who's competing for Vietnam in the Gulf. And she's like a professional golfer, and I think since then she's flown on, and she's in Europe now, like playing on the professional tour. And like, I find this out, and I've known him for like 2 years plus, and I'm pretty sure he's been in a relationship longer than that. And I'm like, how did you never tell me that your girlfriend is a professional golfer? Like, that's so cool. Like I'd be telling everyone if my girlfriend was a professional golfer. Like, I dated a girl who ran an ice cream store like 3 years ago for like 2 weeks, and I got like some free ice cream, and it was great, and yeah, it was cool. And like, yeah, like I said, I'm telling people 3 years later, like, that I fucking dated a girl who ran an ice cream store. Like, fuck. Like, that was fucking cool. My last girlfriend was a maths teacher. Yeah. No. That's the exact result I expected. So it's okay. She subtracted me from her life. All right. Enough with the math jokes. Let's get these laughs multiplying. Hey. Actually, no. She. So we broke up. That's fine. I cried, but that's more fucking jam. And actually, since then, I met and started seeing this other girl, and she's Ukrainian. She's gorgeous, and I don't know if some of you guys are old enough to remember this, but going into this, I'm like, all right, it's fucking like Fawlty Towers. It's like, don't mention the war. So of course we can talk about that, and I cry because it's fucking horrible. But I just was thinking about, like, that was awkward, but it could, like, then I found out one of my friends here, actually another comedian you guys would know, J.K. Hobson. Any of you guys know him?
Yeah.
Great comedian, a Saigon guy, and his girlfriend is Russian, right? And I was just thinking how like, it could be the most awkward double date ever. Like, we go out together, that would be, like, fun. It'd be, like, as awkward as that double date. I went on with my mum. And both our dates cancelled on Valentine's Day. Yeah, it's not as good. So yeah, speaking of my parents, growing up, I would always rebel against my parents, but I would do it in like a really lame way. So like in a high school and primary school, I had a really bad handwriting. So after school every day, that would make me like practice my cursive writing and my normal writing in a book. And then I would make like a conscious effort to forget it all. So now the Vietnamese kids that I coach have a better handwriting than me. But you know, like, I showed them, like, fuck you, mum and dad. Right. And then I got older, and they bought me a car, right? And I had a car, and I rode off the car, but not doing anything cool like jumping a canyon or anything. I just like didn't maintain the motor or anything, and it overheated and died. But I was like, yeah, fuck you, mum and dad, I showed you. And then I wanted to come to Vietnam. And I'm like, can you buy me a ticket? And they did. They bought me a one-way ticket from Perth in Australia to Vietnam. And I'm like, fuck you. Like, no. Fuck you, Paul. So, I think I just quickly mentioned, I'm not a teacher, I'm a basketball coach. So that's what I do in Vietnam. My friends in Hanoi are like, you're the only person too stupid to be an English teacher. which I like to say, I proved them wrong because COVID came. And then I lost my basketball job. And then, of course, what did I have to do? Teach English. Yeah. This may come as a shock to you guys, but I was a terrible English teacher. It's almost like just being a white guy from Australia with no degree doesn't prepare you to teach a language. It's It's crazy like that. And the only job I could get was like very far out of Hanoi. So I would drive like 45 minutes out of Hanoi to this like country public school. And I just want to say, I don't know if any guys ever been out to or taught in a public school like that, but I'll give you a plain picture. So it's hot as hell. It's hot as hell there. The fans are going, but it doesn't matter when there's 46 kids in the class, farting, burping, all the rest. And the worst thing is that the Vietnamese kids, like they're used to this, right? So they'll sweat a little bit, but I run a hot body temperature. So I'll be up there, full business, just like walking into class at 8 a.m., just sweat patches under my arms, awesome stuff. And they're there, and the only help that I had at the back of the room would be the teacher's assistant, right? But she's never helping. She's never helping, right? She's always just like there on her phone, taking selfies, right? And yeah, very useless mostly. So I'm sure anyone here an English teacher? Yeah. Okay, I got a question for you. So do you have any like classroom management like tricks that you try to pull on the kids or to trick them into behaving? Yeah. Or to make them behave. I feel like everything's a trick when I'm teaching. Just don't work on that? Yeah. Alright. Anyone else a teacher back there? Yeah? Do you have any cool tricks like that you use to try to manage the class?
We have a star system and
then
it's
like
by just
away from the stars. Ooh, brutal. Take the stars away. Yeah, like you do that with the Vietnamese flag and it's just blood. The only trick that I could sort of figure out what to do was if I saw a kid like picking his nose or her nose, sorry. Girls can pick their nose too. I would make eye contact and do this, right? And I'd try to keep teaching and talking at the same time, right? And normally it would work, right? And they'd see me and they'd be like, oh, and then they'd stop, right? Which was great. And I'd be like, yeah, I tricked someone. This is great. I mean, taught someone. Until this one day, fucking Fong in the third row. I see him there, and I'm teaching the class, and Fong's there, and he's like real deep. He's like mining that sweet gold nectar, right? Like he's in there really deep. And see this, and I clock Fong. I'm like, oh yep, and you pronounce cat, like this. And Fong's still looking at me, and Fong, without blinking, two fingers. Both nostrils. And there are times in your life where you get challenged. And you need to like push yourself, raise up, right? And meet the challenge at the precipice, right? And then overcome, right? Right? This was not one of those times. But still, obviously, I'm there. Fong's there, both fingers. And so, yeah, I'm both fake nostrils. And Fong just keeps staring at me. Keeps staring at me like he's had a stroke. Like, not blinking. Like, and I'm staring back at him. And then I realize about 15 seconds has gone by and I haven't said anything to the class. And then I look up and 46 kids have two fingers up their nose. And I was like, fuck. And I turned to the TA for help and she's not taking selfies. It's good. She's not taking selfies. Instead, she's filming the entire class, double penetrating with their teacher. And I knew what I should do then. Hey, good stuff. I know, it seems like I've been talking to some family members who are gonna come over and visit me here in Vietnam. I haven't seen it in a long time. And I just think about my weird uncle who came in and visited me in 2019. I think we all have weird uncles like that, right? Do you have any weird family members like that, Josh?
Yes.
Yes? Yeah? Who's like the weirdest, uncomfortable sort of member of your family?
It's an uncle.
It's an uncle? Yeah. Yeah, I got an uncle like that. His name's Tony. And you know, like you can tell he's a bit awkward and weird because his name's Tony Ross. And it's like two first names. It's like fucking serial killers and my fucking uncle, right? Anyway, so Tony's come over to visit me, and we went to like supper or something, I think. And we're there in the bar, and my uncle's turned, and he's like, "Miscusi," to the MO, to the waitress. And I'm like, "Where are we, Tony?" He's like, "We're in Vietnam." And my uncle Tony, he's a very clever man. He has an agricultural degree, a teaching degree, very smart, very smart guy. And he's like, "Well, yeah, I know we're in Vietnam." And I'm like, "What, miscusi, if you don't know, that's like excuse me in Italian." And I'm like, "Oh, I'm like, are we in Italy?" He's like, "We're in Vietnam." I'm like, "We're in Italy." And he's like, "No." I'm like, "Well, maybe you should speak a language that they'll understand." And he's like, "Well, Paul, Vietnam used to be an Italian colony." Sure, okay. Order some pizza. We'll all be fucking great. We'll all be great. So my friend recently came over when the borders opened. I love this guy, I've known him since high school. And we had a great time when he was here. And I'm just thinking back to when we were in high school together. I come from a small country town, right? And it's not very open-minded with stuff, right? It's very closed-minded, I would say, right? The only thing it's really open-minded about is the amounts of meth people do. And my buddy, like, I remember I started hanging out with him, and my other friends are like, "Oh, don't hang out with him, Paul. He's a gay." And I'm like, I'm like 16 at the time. I'm like, "Oh, nah, he's not. Nah, he's got chick mates, mate. Like, yeah, and to be honest, his chick mates are hotter than our chick mates. Like, why wouldn't I hang out with him more, right?" And we finished high school, and then we moved to the city, and we moved in together, and we're roommates. And it's great, and I really like the guy. I got to know him much better. Beautiful man, I love that guy. And the more I got to know him, the more I thought that, yeah, he was. Right. And like, it doesn't like matter, obviously. And one day, I come home, and his door's closed shut, and I hear like sobbing. "You okay, man? You okay?" He opens the door. There's like three empty bottles of red wine, and he's like a crying mess, and he's listening to James Blunt, "You're Beautiful to Me," on repeat. Yeah, and I'm like, "What's going on, man? What's going on?" Because at this point, he'd never come out to me or anything, and I'd been like, I want to be a supportive friend, and I'm like, "I want to be there for you. I want to be able to say, yeah, if you want to come out to me, like, I'll be there, right?" But I'm much more articulate now than I was when I was 19. So I think at that point, I'm like, "Just fucking tell me, mate. Just fucking tell me. Like, just fucking tell me, mate. Like, whatever. Just fucking tell me." Crikey. Um, So I said that to him, and he's like, oh, I'm like, he's like, tell me. He's like, fine, Paul, the reason that I'm sad like this is because I'm sad that Dumbledore died.
Wait, what?
That's very neat.
He's sad that Dumbledore died. Spoilers. And again, I'd like to think that I was a bit more articulate and compassionate with my friend because I love him, but I was 19 at the time, so I'm pretty sure the book where he just found that out was right there, and so I grabbed it and threw it in his fucking head. And then he closed the door and fucking, what about me some more, and beautiful to me. But I just want to say, Byron. He's not right here. I'm really sorry. I'm truly sorry for being aggressive like that. But in a way, I got mad and upset at you for not coming out to me. So obviously I shouldn't have been violent, but in a way, I'm the hero. Crikey. All right. Speaking of things that make Paul look bad, pretty much everything that I've said tonight. I moved in with a new housemate, and he's a lovely guy. He has a cat. He has 5 turtles. He has 2 hamsters. He runs a charity for homeless people in Hanoi. Help Hanoi's homeless. If you ever get a chance, please don't donate if you see that anywhere. And he also has an adoptive Vietnamese daughter, who's she's a product of abuse, and she's sort of like an orphan on the streets. So he's a really nice guy, and it's great, but it just means he has like the moral high ground in any argument. So I come home and I'm like, oh, well, the water's empty, mate. It's your turn to go buy the water. And he's like, I would, but I just spent the last of my money feeding a homeless person. I'm like, okay, cool. All right. Yeah, fair enough. And then I come home another time, and the food's gone. My food's gone in the fridge. I'm like, mate, where's my dinner? And he's like, Paul, I ran out of money, and then someone needed some food, so I just gave them that food. I'm like, that's cool. That's great. That's great. You're a good guy.
I love these people who support the good guys.
Yeah, me too. I don't know, I come home one other time, and there's hamster shit, like, all over our lounge room floor. And I'm like, why the fuck is there hamster shit all over our floor? And he's like, well, my adopted daughter, you know she's homeless, right? I'm like, yes, I'm aware of her status in that regard. So she had these hamsters, and then because she's homeless, I'm looking after them for her, and they got out. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. That's great. Cool. I don't know. I thought I need to fix this problem, right? I need to get back to having. I need to be the nice guy again. I need to be the good guy. So I fed the hamsters to the turtles. Don't worry, I didn't do that. I didn't do that. Because it's wrong and it's inefficient. I just let the cat in there. Bam, gone. So I'm gonna make another prediction in a comedy thing, and that will come true now.
Yay!
You're all gonna find a million dong walking home, and Vietnam Swans are gonna win Asian champs.
Yes!
Sorry, it's a football thing.
Sorry, some of us got that joke.
Some of us got that, yeah. Some jokes aren't for everyone, it's fine. All right, so yeah, I did think of a time when, before COVID, so yeah, if you guys have seen the borders are open, is anyone here like a backpacker, tourist? No, you guys have seen them though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're back there, their hair, their elephant pants.
Yes.
Yeah, their STDs. It's great because like our STD pool here was getting like real small. And it's like, we really needed to like diversify, right? Like it was getting real small, and in a way it's like, you don't ever have those chicken pox parties as a kid where you'd like be exposed to like other people with kids with chicken pox, and then you all get it and then it's done. Like, we could do that again, right? Just like STD parties, right? Like, that's pretty much what a pool party at a hostel is, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I think back to before. I remember being at a hostel, and there was some Norwegian girls there, and I'm like, hey, how you guys going? And they're like, oh, hey, and they're like, oh, you don't know anything about Norway. And I'm like, the Norwegian flag is a navy blue cross outlined in white, rotated 90 degrees to the left on a sea of red. And they're like, wow. And I'm like, thank you, FIFA. And I'm like, what's the Australian flag look like? And they're like, we don't care. What does the Australian flag look like? The Australian flag, what does it look like? Can you remember? Sorry, I feel like I'm picking on you now. I'm sorry. All right, it has some stars and the fucking Union Jack for some reason, and it's navy blue. Yeah, not that exciting, right? And then they're like, oh, tell us something else about Norway. And I'm like, fuck, can I think of any? I can't think of any Norwegian footballers. Fuck. I fucked, and I'm just like, mind's spinning and spinning. I'm like, oh, you guys sided with the Nazis during World War II. Which is sort of true. That was more like they were an occupied force, and but like 15,000 Norwegians like served in the Third Reich, like voluntarily. It's maybe surprising they were not impressed after I brought that up. Even though I like to think, if you look at me, I look like Hitler's wet dream for a grandchild. Like, I don't know. Is it too soon to do Hitler jokes? It's just a shame that the worst thing Hitler did was not trying to fuck his grandson. Too soon. Sorry. Crikey. but like, I turn back to the girls and I'm like, how can I save this, right? And I'm like, would you like to hold my knife? All right, so can you please give a round of applause? Welcome back, Wanye West to the stage. I can't really sing. I think that's the theme of everyone who's sung tonight.
Checks out.
He's good. I wrote a song about Grab, right? And it's about how I miss them and just your engagements with them and how it all goes. All right. Ooh. Quiz question. Anyone know what this is?
Dildo.
Metronome. Metronome, no.
Cowbell,
no.
Dildo bell.
No. Is that does this? Vibrator? Man, you need to lube up your vibrator. It's actually a vibra slap. I know, it sounds dirtier than a vibrator somehow. So it's like a jawbone rattle, that's the whole point, right? So I wrote this song, this instrument was in it on the original, and I thought, that's really cool. I want that instrument, right? And I talked to my friend, who's really crafty, about making it for me, and he's like, no, he's like, just go to Music Street. Obviously, so I go to Music Street, and first place I walk in there, I showed them a picture, because I'm not going to say vibra slap in public.
Do you have the vibra
slap? I show a picture, and the guy's like, oh, yeah. And it gets a bit too-y, and I got to hit it, and it's all dusty, and he wipes it, and then I tighten a screw on it, and then, makes the noise. I'm like, awesome, cool. And then I'm like, all right, well, this is the first store I walked into on Music Street. I'm going to do my due diligence. I'm going to go to all the music stores to see if they have one. So I leave it there. It tells me how much. I leave it there, and I go to 15 other music stores. None of them have it. And then I go back and I buy it off a guy. It's like a 300K. Right. And then I drive back home to where I live. And then I just listen to the song and I'm like, I wonder how many times it's actually in the song.
One.
Three times. So the slap to noise ratio is not great. I don't know, a listener probably. There's a few more. All right, so this is it. Wayne's gonna help me out, hopefully. This cool work. All right, there will be a crowd participation bit. I will let you know when, so don't you worry. Are you ready?
Yeah!
Crikey?
Crats!
Beautiful. Show them your dick or something.
Yes, yes.
Oh, man. Oh, they have to disconnect. Yeah. Sorry. I'll tell you a quick, he was talking about lifts. If you want to just, I'll tell you a quick lift story. So I used to live on the 29th floor. And every time I would go up, I'd walk into the lift, and there'd be like tiny Vietnamese children, and they'd look at me, and they'd be terrified. And I'd be like,
hello.
and it'd be fine. And then they would be less terrified. And then we'd go up, and it'd be fine. And I lived on the 29th floor, so these engagements happened a lot. And then COVID happened. And then in lifts, you're wearing a mask, right? So the whole dynamic for a change, it's like,
hello, good job.
And then I had to take the stairs. All right. Crikey.
Cut.
I want a driver who gets there early. I want a driver who doesn't arrive late. I want a driver with small flip-flops and glassy eyes from cigarettes. I want my food with the right allocations. I want it fast, tasty, and freshly packed. He's talking on his phone. He's smoking a cigarette. He's telling me he's here, but he's not. I want a warrior in small slides and a green jacket. Thank you. driver who gets there early.
Gets there early!
I want a driver who doesn't arrive late.
Don't be late, Cap!
I want a driver with a shiny green helmet.
Shiny green helmet.
Who uses a machete to cut through traffic with fingernails that are grossly long and eyes that water from cigarettes. He's brought it fast, tasty, and freshly packed. He's talking on his phone. He's telling me he's here, but he's not. I want a warrior in socks and slides and a green jacket.
Hello, Lozada.
Hello, Lozada.
Lozada, Lozada.
Hello, Lozada. Lozada, Lozada. Hello, Lozada. Lozada, Lozada. Hello, Lozada. Lazada,
Lazada,
hello, Lazada.
I've got three in, but there's more coming. I want a driver with good communication.
Good communication.
I want a driver with diverse change. At Ahoy, we will meet accidentally. We'll start to talk as we do shots of rice wine. He wants a bike with a drink holder built in.
Boy.
He wants a bike that will get him
Boy.
There. He's changing his name
Gee.
From
Boy.
Kaiang to Ken.
Boy.
He's trading his cub for a white Honda Airblade. I want a warrior in bathroom slides and a green jacket.
Hello, Lazada. Hello, Lazada. Lazada, Lazada, hello, Lazada. Lazada, Lazada,
hello, Lazada.
Hello, Lazada. Yes, I can see you. I'm at the front of my house. You've gone past. No, come back. I'm right here. I'm right here. No, no, no. No, 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 you've driven past. No, 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 no. Come back. Come back. Don't cancel. Don't cancel. Right. Thank you guys so much. You have been awesome. Welcome back our awesome host, Neil.
Guys, keep it going. Paul, Villanova! Let's bring back to the stage Ankita Ghosh, Wanyi West, and Paul Villanova, and myself, Neil McKay.